Add dry eye relief to your routine with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop with a moisture-rich, preservative-free formula enhanced with an active ingredient like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. This formula supports all three tear film layers and provides advanced hydration to instantly moisturize and soothe dry eyes. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make it part of your wellness routine. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, wait. Damn it. I really wanted to do... We never even reconvened on the intro. I feel like we almost did it last week.
What do you mean?
Like just being like, hey guys, welcome back
to BNC. MAP. Happy to have you, as
wait,
always.
Was that it?
I guess.
Oh.
What else would you want to say?
Like a really hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Mm-hmm. We're here in the studio today. We've got such a fun episode. Hope everyone had an awesome Memorial Day weekend, long weekend, and short week.
Very good.
What else could we ask for?
No, that's perfect. We should listen back to the episode, write that down on an index card.
But next weekend, like next week when we record it, will not be Memorial Day weekend.
Well, so cross Memorial Day out, sub Happy
Weekend.
June. Is it June right now?
No.
No, so
tomorrow.
So tomorrow we can say happy June. Next week we can say happy June. And we'll kind of switch it out.
Hope everyone's having a happy June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today.
How are you? How was your weekend?
I'm good. I kind of wish like something really bad would happen or like frustrating or annoying or something, because without those lows, we kind of don't have anything to complain about.
Oh, I could complain.
Okay.
Well, I could tell you about my follow-up to my appendicitis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What happened?
Well, as you know, I thought I was experiencing appendicitis.
Yeah.
And when we left the podcast last Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was feeling like so dizzy, like I was going to faint, and then like had to lay down in my car, put my head between my legs. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to urgent care. I think that's smart. Went to urgent care, was diagnosed with a hemorrhoid, which was awesome. Even though I explained multiple times that yes, my butt hurts. However, it's like a very internal butt hurt. And like, I believe you 100% that I have a hemorrhoid. Like that's no surprise to anyone listening probably. But I know my body and I know it's coming from inside. So then she sent me home and she was like, you can go get cream. And I was like, I don't want cream.
Holy smokes.
I want pills. And then
yeah,
I was like, okay, whatever.
Pills are good.
I guess I'm fine. And then was still not feeling great. Was feeling like super dizzy. Like the stomach kind of got better, but I was super dizzy. And then on Saturday, I had taken about a 6-hour nap due to the dizziness and such, and woke up and saw I had a missed call from the urgent care, and they were like, please call us back regarding your test results.
You never want to get that call.
Never.
From anyone. You never want to hear that from anyone that you've moved forward with a test from. A teacher?
Yes.
You don't want to get that call?
It's equivalent to a see me.
A doctor?
Yeah.
See me after class.
Yeah, see me.
Oof.
So I had slept through their business hours, so I wasn't able to get into contact with them until the next day.
Yeah.
Turns out I had a kidney infection that started as a UTI that I didn't notice.
Yeah.
That's what we call a silent UTI. And so I didn't notice it, so it progressed to a kidney infection. And here's the thing about the silent UTIs, Connor. You guys are learning a lot about my body. But here's the thing about a silent UTI that I was Googling. They're present mostly exclusively in the elderly community. So it's true what I said about 27, beginning of the end.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So now...
How are you totally out of the woods with it yet?
No.
Or?
Well, I'm on antibiotics.
Is that UTI it's kind of getting louder?
Well... Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
I'm on antibiotics, and I don't know if it's those that are making me like shake and sweat, or if the antibiotics aren't working and the UTI has progressed to my brain, which is causing me to shake and sweat. Because as I know from watching not only Good Doctor, not only House,
yeah,
not only Chicago Med, but others as well, if you give the wrong antibiotics... Like, for example, let's say I have something else and they give me the wrong antibiotics. It could actually make whatever I really have worse.
Yeah, sure.
So that could be what's happening and I could have a different condition entirely. So I've had to stop watching the doctor shows.
I would encourage you to do that because at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Aw.
Yeah, yeah. At this point, you've got your hands are tied.
Yeah.
You've got to just trust your urgent care.
I know. Physicians. My health anxiety has gotten so bad. One, because of...
You should get a primary care doctor that knows you.
Yeah, I really should. It's really hard to find that nowadays.
ZocDoc.
such a good point.
I would encourage you to hop on ZocDoc.
Yeah. Yeah. But even the thing with primary care doctors now is if you're sick, you call them and they can't see you until your sickness is over. So there's no point.
Oh, because
so that's why
COVID?
I just want to go to urgent care. No, because they just like don't get you right in nowadays. I feel like back in the olden days when we were kids, you would be sick and you would just go to the doctor.
You'd go straight from school to the doctor.
You'd go straight from school to the doctor. Now, if you call a doctor, they're like, okay, we have availability next June.
You know what I feel like it could be?
Huh?
Like if you, in like where I'm from, like in Texas.
Yeah.
We knew the doctors. Like I played soccer with like the doctors. Mm-hmm. So perhaps we had their phone numbers.
We have to know the doctors now and we just don't have those connections in social media.
No, I don't know a doctor.
I don't know a doctor. I wish I had just one doctor in my family or doctor adjacent.
I actually have a friend who is a doctor, lives in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So we do every now and then I go over my list of reasons I'm going to die
mm-hmm.
with her on FaceTime.
I do that with my friends in med school too, but it's like, I need you in person. Like
feel this
doing.
Lump.
Yeah.
I need your finger in my mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now. Or in your case, in your ass.
Right. Exactly.
So yeah, I think that's probably it, is that we knew the doctors, mm-hmm. and that's why we were getting in expeditiously.
Exactly.
Whereas now, you know, and also I feel like this is probably HIPAA. I'm not going to give any specific examples or drop any names, but I feel like it was almost like you scratch my back, I scratch yours. We need to get my kid in now so that he can do blah, 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 and then we'll play a round of golf or something some point down the road.
Wait, walk me through that.
I can't think of a specific example, but mm-hmm. I feel like there was a lot of that happening and probably still is.
Yeah. I guess like maybe pediatricians are different too. Maybe.
I don't think I went to a pediatrician until I became an adult.
Really? Where do you think you went when you were younger? An adult doctor?
Yeah, a physician. I had the same doctor as like my parents.
I didn't know that could happen. I thought you had to go to a pediatrician if you were... Wikipedia.
There's a lot of things that we didn't know
were
happening.
Yeah.
That's a good thing that you brought up. Ped.
Could mean anything.
So it's supposed to mean, well, that's Spanish.
No, podiatrist is
funny. Oh. And then pedestrian, crossing, ped.
Because they're walking on their feet. Pedicure.
What is a pediatrician?
That's where I don't know. Can't make that connection.
Children have feet.
Mm-hmm.
Pedophile.
Children. Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sorry to
bring the mood down. I don't know, because it seems to be both feet and children.
Here we go.
It means foot.
It means foot.
So
children have feet. Feet are, children have feet. That's as far as I can get with this. Children have feet. The little piggy went to the market.
I was thinking little piggy too.
They
have,
like they're really focused on the, all the pigs that went to the market. Why are toes called piggies?
Why, and why are pediatricians called pediatricians?
Can we do that one?
Yeah, what's the root of pediatrician?
Let's look up
Latin
the root.
Latin root of pediatrician.
So pedestrian is people on foot.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
The word pediatrics originates means healer of children. Two Greek words. Child means pay, P-A-I-S. Am I reading that right?
I so, think we can all agree
that it doesn't make sense.
Chalk it up for a question mark.
Yeah. Surrender to not knowing. That's always hard.
We know exactly what pedophile means.
Yeah. Because file means love.
Well, it's not someone with a foot fetish. Right. That's for sure.
What would that be? Pedophile?
I don't know. But this episode will certainly be flagged. So, yeah. Keep listening. We'll move on soon.
The best
soon.
Ones are always flagged.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Neil is a total pedophile.
Pedophile.
Yeah. Toe sucker.
He has the opportunity to do the funniest thing ever when he...
What would it be?
I don't know, but like
I always people are always retweeting things and are like these people have the opportunity to do the funny thing. I never know what it is.
And so like
tell me what they can do.
A foot fetish or podophilia.
We were so close.
Oh, now we're going to switch it up.
We were really close.
That's come on. So English is so tough.
It is because it's mostly Latin. Didn't sign up for.
Here's one I don't get at all. I've never understood this one. Ped Xing means crossing, and that makes sense because you're crossing the X. Xmas, that's Christmas.
Christ cross.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
No, you're not.
That's my understanding as a Jewish woman.
Okay, so as a Jewish woman, you're not even taking the Christ out of Christmas. You're leaving it in, but with a little bit of an abbreviation. Okay.
I think.
That's fascinating. Xtina.
Yes.
Christina. Crisscross. The X comes from the Greek letter chi, or chi. I don't know.
Is it not chai?
Chai.
No, it's chai.
Which is the first letter of the Greek word Christios, which became Christ in English. The suffix Xmas is from the Latin derived Old English word for mass. Okay. No. Well, we're going to go with your theory that that's an X for cross.
I think I'm right.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm cool with that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Oh, speaking of doctors, guess what I did?
Huh. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I made an eye doctor appointment.
That's why I wore my glasses in honor of you making your
eye doctor
appointment.
Oh, my God. This is going to be the last time you see me in these, because these are fogging up, actually. But I'm going to get glasses that I like putting on my face, and I'm going to try to get contacts clues. I'm going to try to get contacts, assuming I can put my fingers in my eye.
Yeah. Do you know that they just came out with this study that said, contacts haven't been around long enough for them to test the long-term effects of having that
in your eyeball.
In your eye.
I'm scared because I saw that same thing said about COVID, and it's like COVID hasn't been around long enough to know that if you have it, like, you won't die in 5 years.
Well, then we're straight up all gonna die.
Yeah.
We should just start pissing through natural resources.
Yeah.
We could have the most fun 5 years ever.
You literally just, like, never know.
Yeah.
So I made an eye doctor appointment. Oh, I'll tell you why. What was the straw that broke the camel's back? It was the season finale of Succession, and I missed, like, a really great scene and completely misunderstood it because I couldn't see the details of it. So I'm just going to say what it is because it's not spoiling the plot at all.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's just like a scene, but it doesn't give away, like, a plot point.
All right, well, if you're looking forward to
everyone's probably seen it.
Going in raw to this episode, like, definitely don't listen to the next, like, 15 seconds. Okay, go.
Well, there was a scene where Kendall and Roman, you know, the brothers, of course.
Sure. No, I don't, but...
Well, Kendall started... Roman had stitches, and so what I thought Kendall and Roman were hugging, but it turned out that Kendall was, like, pressing Roman's stitches into his shoulder to, like, pop them open. And I thought that it was just a sweet hug between brothers, but it was actually, like, really not the opposite. And I had missed that completely, and it kind of messed up my viewing of the finale.
Oof, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Because
you don't watch Succession, do you?
No. A little bit. I thought it was interesting. I don't know. A little slow.
But you tried to watch it?
Yeah. I was watching it with everybody in the first season, as it progressed, I was watching it alongside everyone else. Because I do need to do that. Like, I need some sorts of...
The community.
Sorry, hang on. I need some sort of community in my TV watching experience. And I haven't had that since, I guess, Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that's really special.
It is.
It's really all we have.
It is. You should have just caught up to watch the finale with everyone.
It's a lot easier said than done, I think.
I guess...
Well,
it's pretty easy for me to watch TV.
I know. Well, I don't watch TV until I eat, like, dinner, basically.
Right.
So, and then by that time, I'm like, I want to just watch something brain dead that I've seen 100 times. I pop on Seinfeld or something.
Do you have to eat while consuming screen time? Like, I can't eat without a screen in front of my face.
Not all my meals. Like, lunch, no, but dinner, yeah.
I can't eat without scrolling through TikTok, having music blasting, and a show on.
Yeah, I guess I'm, like, listening to something in my car, but I'm looking around while I eat my lunch if I eat it in my car.
You're, like, people watching?
Yeah.
So you do need some sort of visual simulation.
Oh, yeah. You think I can just sit there and look at my...
Food?
Look at my plate?
Yeah. That's what some people do.
Yeah, well, they need to be on a watch list. I think that's insane when someone is able to, no simulation, eat their food.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Please be serious.
It's boring eating food.
Okay. I had this one roommate in college who anytime he ate food, he would start, like, humming and, like, moving. And I was like, I filmed it several times. So I was like, this is, like, insane. Every single time he's, like, obsessed with eating. And he'd be like, he put food in, he'd take his first bite, like, not even know he was doing it. And then I took this, like, biology class, like, intro to something, and we learned about chimps and apes.
We are so closely related to them.
And how they hum and dance because they're so happy they're eating. And it was identical to what he does. I was like, oh my God. You know, we're 98% same DNA as chimps?
Yeah.
What's that other 2%? I can't help but ask. Eating poop? Is that the only thing that separates us?
I think it's just, like, a difference. Like, 2%
totally.
Of
different
DNA.
Yeah, that's
DNA
a great way to put it.
Than a chip.
I wonder what the DNA pieces that we're missing are.
Or that we have added.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Probably, like, pretty big ones.
Pretty, yeah. But in
right.
It's, yeah, okay. I get it. How did we get here?
Food. I was going to ask you, do you think you eat to live or live to eat?
Recently, I've been living to eat, like, it's the best part of my day by far. Like, when I eat and I get, this makes me feel gross about myself.
Okay.
But when I finish and I'm full, I'm like, aw.
I used to be that way.
I love I look forward yeah. to a meal, you know?
Yeah, totally.
When I make it at home and I'm like, I've got it, it's perfect. And I'm towards the end, I go, oh, slow down and really enjoy this last yeah. little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be around forever. I feel like that's how most people like think about their kids. I'm thinking about it about like a flatbread sandwich.
No, that's normal. That I used to constantly think about my day in terms of like when I'm eating next.
That's how golden retrievers think too. Isn't that funny? That's like how their whole day is.
Why not all dogs?
I just gave an example. Yorkshire Terrier.
A what?
Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh.
That is what came to mind.
Okay.
But yeah, like a beagle. So like I eat the same way the sun goes up and down. So like when the sun starts going down earlier, like during daylight savings, I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm starving at 5 p.m. The thing is, I'm not going to go to bed till 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I fluctuate in my weights, because usually when the sun goes down earlier, I'm a 2 dinner guy.
Oh.
If not 3.
Well, that works out well because you're saying you're like slimmer in the summer.
Yes.
That's perfect. Yeah. You need the extra padding for winter.
Oh my God.
That's genuinely really, like scientific.
We are really 2% DNA difference from monkeys yeah. because I'm preparing for something that I don't even know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe something
that's
catastrophic.
The beauty of science. Like you just do it without consciously doing it.
I know. And I, if there's one thing about me, I'm not very in tune with my body.
Mm-hmm. You could have a UTI for all you know, silent one.
Yeah, tiptoeing around in my
How
ass.
Scary is it that we could have so many silent things and none?
Okay, let's not scare everybody. but I will read off that contact lens thing really quick for all of our, whoa.
Did you see that?
Did you just have a mouth seizure?
I can't stop shaking. Continue.
This will be a fun one for people to diagnose if you're watching on YouTube. Toxic cancer-causing forever chemicals found in all...
I shouldn't scare people.
...contact lenses tested by scientists, as experts fear they do not know the long-term effects. We really went ham. I mean, all these things, we don't know long-term effects. Ozempic, everyone's like, now I'm like, I'm not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I just said that I eat 3 dinners in October through February. I don't know where I was going with that, but I'm like, I think we should be paying more attention to these miracle things.
What?
Like Ozempic. When people are like, oh, like,
I didn't feel,
it's amazing.
I didn't see how you got from point A to point B there, but now I'm getting it.
Well, let me rewind.
Okay.
Nobody knows what's going to happen with Ozempic. And people are
right.
very early adopters in terms of it's been out for, what, 6 months?
I think people have been using it for a while.
I am getting ads for it
I know.
On my Instagram.
I know. I think it's just a big thing now because the celebrities have started doing it. But I think it's been used for weight loss for a while. But it's been used for diabetes forever.
I don't know. I was reading something on it and they were like, no one knows what's going to happen with this. Like if there's any...
Well, that's the case with literally every new medicine or device like contacts.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. I mean, I'll try anything once.
Yeah, for sure. The reason I've never wanted to wear contacts is because I have this fear that they're going to make my eyes look less green. Like kind of mute them and dull them.
Yeah, that is a rational fear, I think.
I think so too.
You know, I'm trying to think what grade this is, but when I was taking a bus to school,
mm-hmm.
like, so whatever grade that was, 3rd, 4th grade, everyone had braces and contacts, and I was so pissed off that I couldn't get braces because my teeth were perfect.
Aw.
I know. It was my cross to bear. My cross.
Mm-hmm.
My Christina Aguilera to bear that I was like, oh, so bummed to have these gorgeous pearly whites.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all I can do now is I can be the guy with contacts. So I can be like, nobody move, my contact fell out.
Uh-huh.
So I would borrow my friend's AccuVue Oasi.
Uh-huh.
And I would pop a pair in every day.
Could you see?
I pretended like I had astigmatism.
Could you, were you?
I couldn't see shit, Brooke.
Wow.
Yeah. I was voluntarily blinding myself.
And you kept them in all day?
For the clout.
Wow. And you've always been that way. You've stayed true to yourself.
I was a clout chaser in third
through
grade.
And through.
I'm
through
going
and
through like, yes. I had 20/20 vision, probably better.
You're so lucky.
I know. Great genes.
Are those blue lights right now?
No, these are real.
Just with nothing in the lenses?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You put my glasses on.
I have. You're blind as a bat.
You think?
You're blind as a damn bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get, while we're at it with all these new scientific improvements, you should get sonar vision or whatever. What's that? Electro...
LASIK?
No, the things that they bats and dolphins use to...
Echolocation?
You should get echolocation.
I don't... First of all, I don't think that's something you get at the store.
I don't think that it's that big of a stretch to get echolocation.
I think it might be.
Meh!
I think if we could get echolocation, we would have.
Hold that thought.
Meh!
I can tell over here it's... There's a wall.
Meh! Okay, I'd like to drop you...
And over here there's a closer wall.
I'd like to... Do an experiment.
Okay.
Drop you in an alley and see if you can get out via echolocation.
I would love to do that for a YouTube
video. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, we're gonna test echolocation for a YouTube video.
I think I can speak guinea pig privately, of course, but yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Oh my God. Did you see my Instagram story on Friday?
I don't remember exactly what you posted on what day.
Oh my God. Yeah, because you were out partying your dick off. I was inside being a king.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually, this was Saturday. I love when I don't go out on the weekend and I'm just automatically better than everyone for like a week.
Oh, that's an interesting complex.
Yeah, because everyone's like, oh, like it's the weekday and we're starting. I'm like, I've been at this. I went on a hike yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So I'm outside and there's like six helicopters and they're doing the Grand Theft Auto thing where they're like, hey, come out with your hand, put the weapon down. And they were outside for like an hour outside my house for the longest time. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? I finally like go, I walk over, street shut down, 14 cop cars. I'm like, all the neighbors are outside. I'm like, what's going on? There you go. There's a burglary. I was like, 14 cop cars?
Yeah.
I almost get stabbed every single day of my life on this street. I don't say a word. Cry me a river. Let them take the TV. 14
Well, they're lying
cars.
To you.
No, it's a burglary because I've seen it happen one other time. Because in LA, I don't know if it's all of LA or just West Side, when someone breaks into a house and then the cops come and they don't leave the house, it technically counts as a hostage situation.
A hostage?
A hostage because they're holding themselves hostage in someone else's home. Isn't that weird? So they have to respond accordingly. That being said, this was in a nice house. I think if I called, I wouldn't receive the same treatment.
Wait, so the people who own the house, do they go home, see that someone's in their house, call and stay in the house with the burglar?
No. They called and they weren't in there. Yeah, it was just the burglar inside. So, whatever, that happens. But when I step outside later on in the evening, because they've now started talking on the microphone, like, come out with your hands up, whatever. I like go outside to film. And I see the most insane cosmic phenomena.
What?
It was about 25 dots of light in the air. Too high to be a drone. But they were in a perfectly straight line from like and like spaced out perfectly. And they're going down towards the ocean. And don't like space, obviously. Right. I was like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have seen that. I want to be unaware when we're either boarded by alien, like when aliens come and they're like, all right, we're here. I want to be kind of inside. Hey, all right. It's happening. Uh-huh. Here we go. I don't want to prep for... Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. If you're looking on... If you're watching on YouTube, this is exactly what it looked like. Now, I post this and everyone's like, hey, you dumb bitch, that's Starlink. I'm like, sorry that I'm not subscribed to Elon Musk's newsletter. How does everyone know what this looks like?
What's Starlink?
It's him launching satellites. By the way, is he just allowed to do this? No warning? I feel like there should be like a tsunami siren that goes off. Hey, or we get like a... Yeah, I'm getting like a, I'm getting an Amber Alert every 10 minutes. Give me a Starlink alert. Hey, by the way, don't be alarmed when you see the most insane thing you've ever seen in your life.
Are they going up to space?
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
So they're gone? You can't see them anymore?
No, I mean, they were on their way somewhere and I said, oop, I was going to drink tonight. I'm unfortunately going to down two glasses of wine so I could fall asleep. Because that was, it was so, when you see something like that in the sky, it's so disheartening to be like, there is, I have... a baseball bat. Like I have no line of defense against this. It's out of my hands, you know? I'm unaware. I've not been kept in the loop with anything international in the space realm. I don't really want to be in the loop, but it was crazy to feel like I'm weighing my options here. I'm unaware. There's nothing in the news. I typed it in. It's not drones. Okay, so it's the Russians or maybe perhaps the Chinese or perhaps aliens, all of which are out of my control.
Would you rather some sort of space event, like some sort of like space rocks falling out of the sky at you, or like aliens or whatever, or a tsunami?
I mean, I don't know.
I know.
It seems like it seems like you knew. What would you rather?
Oh, I know that I would survive a tsunami because I can hold my breath for over a minute.
So you need to watch the Boxing Day tsunami documentary.
I think I might have last night. I was watching a lot of tsunami videos.
It's so weird because, okay.
That's my replacement for the doctor show.
This is going to be really insane to say, but I want to show you my camera roll really quick. And I want you to see where I click.
Okay.
This is my fourth picture of my camera roll.
Okay.
Taken at 8:49 a.m. today.
Okay.
Because
I'm seeing a bus and a billboard.
No, there was a billboard.
Yeah.
That said, unprepared for a tsunami. Sue, not me. I'm prepared.
What is the preparation plan?
I guess we'll have to go to...
Can you Google what to do in tsunami if you're in the water?
What to do in tsunami?
Backflow?
You can't...
I can backflow eternally.
Brooke, you know the wave isn't like some huge wave. It's a rush of a bunch of water.
I know what a tsunami is. That's the same thing, a rush of a bunch of water in a big wave.
But you're getting pushed through a city in this... Brooke, I've seen you in the ocean in like 1 foot of water. I thought you died.
Well, that was a different circumstance. Those waves were really big. And there was like, it was wave after wave after wave after wave after wave. Tsunami's one giant crash.
Oh, okay. That was my bad.
Yeah, you're good.
Should a tsunami occur and you cannot get to higher ground, stay inside where you're protected from the water. That's exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but what if you're in the water already?
Grab onto something, I guess. You're just getting pushed and getting... I mean, cars are getting pushed, you know?
I feel like, yeah, I guess I'm romanticizing it.
Yeah, it's not so
much. It's not a lazy river.
It's not so much the lazy river where you can relax and enjoy, because I think we're all on board with that. It's more so catastrophic.
More so catastrophic. Yeah, that would suck to just kind of like see it. That's one of those things where it's like, you know what's happening. You can see it and you just have to wait.
Yeah, I think we have the tools in place now. Where we're able to prep for it.
You not really.
Well, because when the earthquake that is going to cause a tsunami happens, I think we have...
minutes or hours.
That's a good question, but I don't know. But I feel like we do now. Because like, how many tsunamis happen in California nowadays?
Someone responded to my story of when I said I was watching tsunami content.
Yeah.
And said a tsunami is going to happen very soon in California.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen, quote unquote, because there's volcanoes just kind of about to sneeze.
Yeah, we don't know. Local tsunami says tsunami can be within 15 to 20 minutes after an earthquake.
Yeah, that's enough time for me to
evacuate?
Go to my highest floor of my house.
I was just going to say, would you want to go to the highest floor or the lowest floor? Because imagine you go to the highest floor and your house starts to crumble.
Well, then I don't want to be underneath the house that crumbles. I'm confused.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I was in an earthquake in Japan when I was there in Tokyo.
Like a big one?
It was one of their biggest they've had in like a decade.
I didn't know that there was a lot of earthquakes over there.
That's like a huge earthquake.
I had no idea. Are they on a plate?
They're on some plate, yeah. And not a good one, may I add. It's one of the more intense plates.
Yeah.
They have earthquakes all the time. It was like a 7.8 earthquake. I was up in, they have like a mini Eiffel Tower called the Tokyo Tower.
Uh-huh.
And I was up at the top of it with my dad. And he goes, do you feel that? And I've been in the St. Louis Arch before, which is an arch in St. Louis.
You can go in that?
You ride a little pod elevator to the top of it.
Oh, I thought it was just a statue.
No. And I go up to the top of it, and you're pretty high up in the St. Louis Arch to where the wind actually makes it go like that, but it's built to where it's supposed to sway side to side. And when we were in the Tokyo Tower, I was feeling that. And I was like, oh, it must be the wind. I gaslit myself into thinking that. Now, when we got to the bottom of the Tokyo Tower, everyone's out on the street. I'm looking at the power lines. I'm looking at the McDonald's sign. And they're still wavering. And Tokyo's a brilliant city. They're all very, very prepared for that,
uh-huh,
architecturally speaking. So the buildings are all built on things that kind of are allowed to shift. So everything's kind of moving a little bit.
You would think that you would have felt it more up there.
We did feel it, but I was kind of like, oh, it's the wind. Because I felt it in the arch in St. Louis. St. Louis doesn't have earthquakes, I don't think.
Right.
And so we were really moving up there. And I was moving, and I'm like, oh, it must be the wind. It was moving, and it was, I think it was like 10 or 11 p.m., and our hotel had to evacuate, and all the elevators were shut off. And so my dad went to the kitchen.
Isn't the hotel the safest place for you to be, probably?
They don't want you at a top floor for some reason during a heavy-duty earthquake.
Yeah, but did they let you stay on the bottom?
Sure, maybe you were right about that.
Yeah.
But it...
You had to leave, and they sent you to the street?
No, they sent us to the lobby.
Oh, okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, so that was brilliant. Other than that, according to like weekend plans, I didn't.
Oh my God. I always forget, like, you end up on such a different place than you start with your weekend update.
I know.
That it's always crazy to me that you're still on the weekend update when you say, all right, that's it for my weekend.
I'm still on the weekend update in a big way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was supposed to prepare for my show that I have tomorrow at UCLA all weekend. And one thing about me, and I think I say it every show, is that, you know, I had the most relaxing weekend, and I manipulated myself into being like, maybe it's more valuable for you to relax than to work on this all weekend.
I don't think that's manipulation.
But I really wish I would have prepared a little bit more than I did, because I did have the most relaxing weekend. My room is spotless. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed my sanctuary. That's what I treated it as such. But no, I did not prepare at all for my big show tomorrow.
Here's what you have to do mentally.
Yeah.
You need to surrender to the fact that you just do things last minute.
Yeah.
And stop putting pressure on yourself. You always get it done.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though.
It's just not relaxing.
To know that something's coming.
It's not relaxing. So like when I would have usually have enjoyed my weekend, I didn't enjoy it because this was sitting on me.
Well, you need to just reframe that as in like, okay, this is when I do things. That's what works for me.
Yeah.
That's what my therapist told me about cleaning my room. Because it like gets so overwhelming. And she's like, have you ever like not cleaned your room?
Yeah.
Like, has it ever gotten so bad that there's like bugs and rats in it? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, you know, you'll get it done eventually.
Well, there's a rodent in it now.
That's true. But she's in the living space.
I'd have seen her crawl around and under your dresser in bed.
Yeah.
And you lost her for a while that day.
That was actually very scary. She was in my UGG boot.
Sorry. That's cute. I would love to be in an UGG boot. Uh-huh. If there was a human-sized UGG boot, I mean, they are all human-sized. If there's room for me to get into mm-hmm. one, I would. Don't blame
yeah.
me.
Yeah. That's like, I would love an igloo-sized UGG.
I would love to crawl into an UGG.
Yeah. That's something you and Frankie have in common.
Yeah, I think we'd all love to crawl inside of an UGG.
Yeah, it's like being back in the womb.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I wonder if
make sure, by the way, just like, actually, I have two PSAs. Yeah. One, make sure you're wearing socks with your UGGs. I know that's not like a common thing.
I don't wear socks with my UGGs.
But actual UGGs from UGG brand UGGs are made with sheepskin, and sheepskin with foot sweat produces a very specific type of bacteria that is horribly rancid.
My feet don't sweat, and I love the feeling of my bare foot on the fluff.
I guess you would be the exception. So if I change one person's outlook today about wearing socks with their UGGs, my job here is done. I'm not saying if you're just going out to get a coffee or like get your mail or something, you need to put socks on. But I'm saying if you're going to be wearing your UGGs all day, maybe in an office setting, I implore you to wear socks.
I will say I would encourage you to wear socks with Merrell clogs.
Yeah.
Which is not something I did in third grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should I wear socks with UGG boots? Let's answer this. It's one of the most commonly asked questions when it comes to UGGs.
Talk about your sock rolling down the middle of your foot.
The truth is, real UGG boots made from genuine should never be worn with socks, and for a very good reason. Mm-hmm. Wait,
what have I always said?
With over 40 years experience crafting and selling the finest UGG boots, as a natural ventilator and insulator, grade A merino wool has soft, hollow miracle fibers.
Built-in sock.
Okay, wait. Who's the liar that convinced me this? This
yourself.
Means not wearing socks with your UGGs. Okay, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I almost just wish we could cut that, but I want people to know that when new information is presented to me, I'm able to just accept it and move forward.
Totally. Thank
okay,
you.
Cool. Now I'm going to move on to my second PSA.
Okay.
No one needs to DM me anymore. I'm very aware that I look like the lesbian on The Ultimatum on Netflix, so I don't need anyone else letting me know. I've seen it.
Can we pull her up? I haven't seen her. What, does she have a name or just Lesbian Ultimatum?
The Lesbian on Ultimatum.
I think it's a queer season, so I think they're all maybe lesbian?
Well, it's going to become very clear.
I think
clear
queer
when we,
love. Okay. Is
yeah,
it Joanna?
If we go to images. It's not Joanna. It's
is it that one on the right?
Yeah, right there.
You don't look anything like her.
Well, there was one picture specifically.
I'm not seeing any sort of resemblance except for maybe like the sides of your... No, nothing.
Okay. There was one...
I'm seeing it there.
Okay,
I'm seeing
cool.
it there.
Yeah.
The bottom left. Yeah, that. Seeing that completely. Yeah. Down to the outfit.
Yeah, I think I have that shirt. Well, anyways, I'm aware. So thank you guys so much for letting me know. I feel like every time someone sends me a doppelganger, I become less aware of what I look like.
Yeah.
Because none of the doppelgangers look like each other.
Who are yours? Tom Holland.
This like chef guy.
Oh, you look just like the chef guy. I think they look alike.
Those two do.
Yeah.
There's a chef guy on Instagram that specifically bakes. He's not a chef.
He like spanks the dough.
He spanks the dough, but he's not gross, which I actually enjoy.
No, he's not.
Because he's not fingering the dough.
Right, he's
which,
slapping
like,
it.
Is really needs to be flagged by TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't need to, those dudes that like sexualize food. No.
It's interesting. I don't hate it, but I don't like love it, you know? I watch it.
I feel like I don't have a word for like why that's inappropriate.
Cause it's like almost no. I was gonna say it's like almost kind of like bestiality, but not really. Cause if it's like
well,
a slab
he's
of
smacking
meat.
Smacking at meat, it's almost like
it's
Dahmer-esque.
Bestiality necrophilia.
It only takes a couple degrees of difference to get to where there's a Netflix documentary
there's
about
something,
them.
There's something sinister. And yet...
Sinister is a great thing. Yeah, there's evil afoot.
We should have a vocab wall.
Yeah.
Like in third grade.
Yeah, I like vocab.
Sinister.
Well, I have my word list.
Yeah, that's true.
Like.
Would
can
you
we pause
consider
really
adding,
quick
yeah.
for me to pee? I'm so sorry.
I have to as well.
I am about to piss my jorts.
Oh.
The what? Oh, yeah, me looking like
yeah.
And then you asked what, well, we were talking about how sinister, are we rolling? Okay.
You know what my PSA is, actually, now that we're on the PSA train?
What?
And this is no one's fault. I'm not mad at anyone, by the way. But I hate when people tag me in, and this is not your fault, you didn't know this, when they tag me in, like, fan interactions, like a fan meeting a celebrity. So, like, if it's a celebrity I like, people will tag me in, like, a fan video of a fan meeting them. And I cannot watch those kinds of things. Like, I can't watch celebrities in the wild interacting with fans because it makes me super uncomfortable. Like, secondhand, like, wanting to go into my own body, you know?
No.
You don't? You can watch those kinds of videos?
People meeting celebrities?
Yeah, and they're, like, freaking out over them. And they're like, oh, my God, and the celebrity's like, it's okay. Don't freak out.
Yeah, and that doesn't affect.
Oh, my God, those make me ill.
Oh, I don't have that.
Oh.
At all.
I thought everyone kind of did. Do you feel kind of sick when people write on, like, pottery with pencil?
No.
Have you ever been to, like, Color Me Mine?
No.
Have you ever, like, painted a pottery thing?
I've written on a pot with a pencil, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't, like, make your skin crawl?
No.
Ooh.
You know what makes my skin crawl?
Chewing?
Thinking about a seatbelt going through your teeth this way.
Oh, that's completely fine to me.
Well, I let it go, and it slid through your teeth, your front teeth, just, like, really fast.
Oh, that doesn't bother me.
I don't like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, seatbelts. I had something that I was going to say, and it was going to be good.
Sharts. Do you want me to say something and then maybe I'll think of it?
Yeah.
I saw two movies at the theater this week. First movie I saw, Little Mermaid.
Yeah?
10 out of 10.
Oh, really? Wow.
Connor, I mean, I don't think you'll like it at all, but it was so, so good. We are witnessing the making of a star.
Who?
What's her name?
Halle Bailey?
Yes.
Brooke, she's so famous.
I didn't know her from anything before this. I feel like she's blowing up now.
No, she's a huge artist.
Well, what did she do before?
Music.
Oh, I didn't know any of it.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, how about you tell me if she sings so many things? No, look at me. What did
she
sing?
Remember that song on TikTok that goes, booty so big, Lord, have mercy.
No.
What is that? You know what I mean? Everyone knows what I mean, right? And she's in Grown-ish.
Oh, I actually didn't know that. So never mind. Yeah. She's already a star.
She's very famous. And her sister is too.
But now I feel like she's really blowing up now.
Chloe and Halle.
Because I didn't know who she was until now.
Yeah.
And then don't get me started on Prince Eric. And then don't get me started on the king from Queen Charlotte.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen that on your stories recently.
Yeah. That show, I stayed up all night watching it. I didn't sleep. It is the best that Bridgerton has to offer.
How was Melissa McCarthy?
I would recommend it to anyone. She was great.
She was great.
Yeah, I see her makeup is getting a lot of pushback.
I mean, everything's getting a lot of pushback because everyone has something to fucking say these days.
Hallie's hair extensions were $150,000.
Well, they had to look good or else and people would have dogged on the...
But they're going to dog...
Dogs are gonna dog.
Dogs are gonna dog.
That's one thing about dogs.
$150,000, and they're gonna dog if they're $5.
People have too much to say. Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Suck a dick.
Mm-hmm. Nice, Connor.
Thanks.
Watch Queen Charlotte.
Yeah. Okay.
Little Mermaid was great, and then you know what you would love? I saw that Julia Louis-Dreyfus movie as well.
Which one's that?
I'm
posting about it.
I think it's called You Hurt My Feelings.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or something along those lines. And it's just like a sweet, feel-good movie you could see with your mom. And I feel like we don't have a lot of those nowadays.
I'm not going to the movies with my mom.
When you leave and you're just like, okay, but if somebody goes to the movies with their mom, you could see this with
okay,
with
that's
your
a good
mom.
That's a good
because I feel
thing.
Like a lot of movies nowadays you wouldn't want to see with your parents, or at least I wouldn't, because I can't really bear to watch a sex scene in the presence of
okay, that would be a good thing to open with. I'm not going to go to this movie with my mom because I don't want to watch a sex scene next to her.
Yeah.
That was like you telling me that the book she was reading was smut the whole time in Italy. Like
it was.
We were sitting, like touching, our thighs were touching on that train
okay,
for like 4 hours.
Would you rather sit next to your mom while she's reading that or watch a sex scene with her in a film?
watch a sex scene with her in a film.
Really?
Yeah.
Because when she's reading the book, you're not taking part in that. You're taking part in the sex scene.
No. I don't want to know what's, you know, like, knowing that whole book is like smut versus
not
like
the whole book versus, but like a huge chunk
versus like if I'm in a movie I know it's going to be over, I'll get on my phone for a second, but then like I can't see it.
Oh, I literally like want to, it feels like the longest experience ever, like never ending. It's never going to end.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What did I see with my friend's mom? Oh, I saw Hall Pass with my friend's mom.
Oh, that's not a good one.
That was a tough. And we were in like the second row for some reason. So we're also like this, and there's just like a huge penis like right in front of us. And then like a small penis also right in front of us. It was just crazy amount of vast differences in penis sizes. Okay. Let's do this trend because I've been seeing it all over TikTok. This like beige flag trend. Do you know what it is?
I've seen it for sure, but I don't think I like fully grasp it to its in its core.
So there's the red flags.
I know a red flag and I know a green flag. Beige is just like a fact that is weird.
Like, it's actually like, I think it's technically a good thing.
Right. It's good, but like not conventionally good.
It's an endearing flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like, and I'm trying to think, what are some examples of people's beige flags that like, this is my your boyfriend, girlfriend's beige flag. My
look
friend's
up beige,
beige
flag on TikTok. Okay. My boyfriend's beige flag is that he keeps his undies that have holes so he can surprise me by walking out, tearing them off his body, leaving only the waistband. He calls it the grand reveal, and it always happens when I least expect it. That's funny.
Like, to me, that's a green. That's like a fun. Yeah. That's funny. But I guess like beige flag is like, it's not a make or break situation, but it's like just like a little funny thing.
Yeah.
But that's like a very specific one.
I think they have to be really specific to be a beige flag.
Were there other like good ones? I feel like I saw a bunch, and then I saw my girlfriend's beige flag is every time she tries to surprise me with something, she gets way too excited and always ends up spoiling it, gets upset to the point she may shed a tear. My boyfriend's beige flag is sometimes he'll meow, and if I do not meow back, he will get upset and not talk to me until I meow at him. And when I finally meow back at him, he will continue talking like normal. All right, Doja Cat. My girlfriend's beige flag is that she likes to communicate with little noises and actions instead of using her words when she wants something. She wants cuddles. Yeah. She wants a drink. She wants a kiss. Okay. Obviously, there's a lid for every pot, but that, like these all are weird to me, but whatever. I saw one with this girl, and she was like, my boyfriend's beige flag is that he does not ask for details. When I'm telling him about work drama, he never asks why Cheryl's upset with Lindsay. He just nods and listens.
I think that's a boy thing.
And then
I was going to say, you don't opt for details.
I do. Okay. That continues. And then she's like, and he also like, ask him where his sister does for work. He doesn't know. He just goes along with the float.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. Those are bad things. Him sitting at Thanksgiving, not knowing where his sister works. Like, that's bad.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Right, so she misunderstood the trend.
I don't even think.
My favorite beige flag of my boyfriend is when he uses, even this prescription is really not. Okay,
my favorite beige flag of my boyfriend's is when he uses phrases that have nothing to do with the situation and makes them apply. Like, they make sense, kind of. For example,
this is you.
One time we were making really good time getting where we needed to go and not and driving kind of fast, but not too fast. And he says, wow, we're really jujuing on this beat right now. Yeah, that's...
That's you with Tough Nut and all that you're saying.
To a T. Oh, I like these. This is a fun trend.
Hey, maybe you should get back on TikTok.
Nah. My husband's beige flag is that he doesn't ask for details. His brother had a baby. What's the baby's name? IDK, I didn't ask.
That's a red
flag.
Was
it a girl or a boy? IDK, I didn't ask. That's bad.
Yeah.
That is bad.
I agree.
That's a bad family member.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad boyfriend.
Yeah, it's not good.
Doesn't ask for details. That's narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
Your face keeps quivering and it's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
I'm sorry. I have the shakes.
Your cheek is really jujuing on that beat right now.
I know. I have the shakes.
Your beige flag. Uh-oh, I can give you one.
Am I going to get upset?
No. I think anytime we've been together in a potentially life-threatening situation, you do not say a word when it's actually happening. And then afterwards, you're like, that was the scariest shit of my entire life.
Like when?
Like when I'm driving like a maniac,
uh-huh.
We'll be like, oh, we just ran a red light or something like that. But then afterwards, you'll be like, oh, that, like, I was scared to death. And I think that's a beige flag because I think it's probably your teacher skills coming out where you're like, if there's a dire situation such as a tsunami,
mm-hmm.
I'm going down with this ship and all these kids, but I'm not going to let them panic before we all perish.
Okay, that's,
I think,
sweet.
It's a beige flag, 'cause it's
kind of like easing the anxiety until it's a safe space.
Yeah, like if you were on Titanic, obviously ship's going down.
I do feel like I have like stopped you from a few car accidents. Like I have intervened.
Eh.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of yours. You just have so many green ones. It's hard to think.
It's so hard.
It's hard to think of a beige.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that.
Perfect vision, perfect teeth.
2020. Yeah, maybe your trauma of having perfect teeth, 20/20 vision, as well as GERD.
No, I think a lot of people would be like, fuck you to me about that. I'll change the subject after we're done with this subject, but I saw the most disturbing video and I can't get it out of my head on Twitter.
Me too. What's yours?
This kid was on a senior trip or something in the Bahamas with like a bunch of other senior or like just graduated high school, and mm-hmm. he got dared to jump off the boat, and they were all obviously drinking. And he jumps off the boat and it's at night and everyone's like, oh, he jumped, like that's crazy.
Never came up.
And they threw him like a life thing, but I guess they didn't tell the captain. And like, you see a shark, kind of. I think it's a shark. I watched it like 40 times, and he's been missing for 3 days, and they suspended the search because they like...
You mean they think the shark fully swallowed him whole?
I mean, they don't know, but like, it's the ocean. Oh, it's so disturbing.
That's the shark's home.
I know. Well, I fell into a deep, deep hole. It's making me sick to my stomach to talk about. Sorry, trigger warning.
Sharks.
Sharks and jumping
off
a boat.
It's okay. This is a big shark space.
I know, but everyone was like, imagine like him like hearing everybody fade in the distance and then... It's nighttime in the ocean.
Ooh, Connor, don't gag like
Sorry.
That.
Sorry. Oh, it freaked me out.
Oh, that sent shivers down my spine.
Well, it's just like I watched the video 20 times. He's fine. He's like, he jumps and he's like, yeah, whatever. And then they pan over to the life circle, the tube,
mm-hmm.
and it's over here. And then you see like a thing and it looks like it could be the wave from the boat. But also like if you freeze frame it, it's like, because sharks do follow cruise ships because of all the discarded food and stuff that, Cameron Robbins. So he jumps off and everyone's like, oh my God, bye bye. Like everyone's joking because it's
right.
Like college kids in there. He can't really see him.
I can't
so
see a
dark.
Thing.
Yeah.
You saw a shark?
I did, but I've watched it 40 times. You can't really see it because it's kind of bright.
Maybe you're just seeing what you want to see.
No, I tried to see it as a wave after I saw it. It's right at the beginning if you play it. Right. Is that him or the...
That's a
him.
Flag.
No, right before... Right there is when it happened.
I can't see a thing.
There's like a splash, but it could be the waves coming off the boat. I don't know. But right when the wave comes off the boat, that could have been the wave, he starts swimming away from the life raft, which is where the shark... quote unquote, or wave was right in between him and the life raft. I don't know. It's a little bit horrible.
Is there anywhere where there are no sharks?
Lakes?
Well, in the ocean, I mean. Is there anything that could kill you in a lake?
Yeah.
Like what? There's sharks.
Oh, there's freshwater
in
sharks
lake?
Now? When did they make those?
Are they killers?
Nah, they're cool sharks. A bunch of teeth.
That would be a cute pet name.
There's shark. Oh, well, oh, well, Gulf, yeah. Gulf of Mexico, East Coast, and West Coast. Yeah. Excuse me?
I'm surprised.
Is
not
that Georgia up there?
That's Georgia.
And Tennessee? Wait, why
no,
the hell?
No, that's not Tennessee.
No, that is Tennessee.
No, Tennessee is
to the
that.
Right.
Tennessee
oh, yeah.
is that one.
What's above Tennessee?
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
That's Kentucky. That's West Virginia.
Now tell me why Kentucky would ever have a shark attack.
That's not Kentucky.
Brooke, the one above, what
that's
is that
West
one?
Virginia on the right.
No, the to the left, Brooke, those are shaded as well. The gridlocked ones.
Oh. That means must mean something else, that shade.
No.
Yeah.
This is shark
that must be fresh waters.
That is what I'm fucking saying. Good God.
You want to hear something scary that
I want to figure out about these gridlocked things. Is that okay. Is that Connecticut up there that has a shark? I guess they have a little
Connecticut
bit of coastline.
Has a little bit of ocean.
Okay, but what about these inland ones? What happened here?
Freshwater sharks.
Brooke, I want to hear about these attacks.
Okay.
That's all the information.
Yeah. Freshwater shark attack. What?
Nothing.
Okay. Should we do 3 minutes of pop culture?
Mm-hmm.
Rapid fire style?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Al Pacino just had a baby with he's 82. He just had a baby, or he's expecting a child with his 27 or 29 year old girlfriend.
How crazy is that I like need to start thinking about freezing my eggs and you can just relax and sit back, relax and put your feet up.
I'm Bobby. I'm Bobby, yeah. The oldest dog in the world. So that's fascinating. He also has three other daughters, 22 year old twins and a 32 year old daughter. So who is older than her own stepmom who's going to have a baby that's 32 years younger than her?
Well, the girlfriend, sister, who's now currently carrying the baby, was also with Mick Jagger for okay. like 4 years, so she has a trajectory in mind. She's not afraid to say what she wants and then go for it, you know.
And pursue it. Maybe she has an appreciation for like old Hollywood.
Totally.
I don't
know. Glass half full.
Or maybe she has an appreciation for like a ton of money as well.
Either way, completely fine. She's an entrepreneur.
I get it. Anyways, Godspeed to both of them.
Hope
everyone's happy and healthy.
Happy and healthy life. Exactly.
Next, did you see Euphoria is not coming out till 2025 now?
Yes,
the
but also
season.
I think everything's not going to come out till 2025.
Because of the writer's strike?
Yeah.
Is that what they're crediting it to?
Probably part of it. I think part of it's just that Euphoria takes their sweet time.
Series creator Sam Levinson is pencils down on The Idol, according to someone, while the WGA strike also impacts production. Well, yeah, obviously. I didn't really think about that. I don't know why I was thinking the writer's strike was just for comedy, but it's for everything.
Yeah, no, I don't think we're getting anything in 2024.
That is jarring, considering TV is really the only thing bringing us together.
You know what I thought
recently?
I feel like we're not... There's been like waves of like content creators that have become popular.
Yeah.
Like the first wave was 2020, and then there was a second wave.
I wish
like,
I was in this past
2022.
One.
But now there's like nothing besides Puss.
And Alex Earl.
Yeah, but Puss and Alex Earl are solo, like carrying TikTok on their backs, as well as shows and movies. It's shows, movies,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Puss and Alex.
I just wish that I would have been in the most recent wave because because there was so little noise for them to cut through, they just got pushed right to the top, cream of the crop.
That
style.
Happened.
For us, but like there was... Now this whole new like the way the industry is laying itself out, like now brands know how to interact with a TikToker, whereas like when we started it was like, hey, do you want to like do something, like do you want to come to this activation?
Do you remember like very, very early on, like June 2020, when Netflix reached out to me and
shit. Yeah, wait.
Can I say it?
I think you can say it because it plays really closely into what I just said, where like I don't think brands knew how to interact with TikTokers.
Well, I think they knew in this instance.
You got a little bit taken advantage of.
I didn't realize you were supposed to get paid for making videos for brands. So Netflix reached out to me like right when I kind of started on TikTok, and they asked me if I wanted to make a video for Zac Efron's new show, that Down to Earth Australia show. And I was like, that would be the greatest honor of my life. And as a form of payment, they let me watch the episode early. And I was like, I have made it.
Yeah.
In Hollywood. I didn't realize that I should have gotten paid for that. And right. I did two videos. And yeah. Netflix has money, so.
Right. And now the new creators are going to F1 every weekend.
Right.
In Italy and Miami and everything. Right. And we were kind of in our house watching the Zac Efron Down to Earth show that no one heard of.
Yeah.
So that's something else. Did you see my Instagram story last night by chance?
I don't know, Connor.
I really don't think you watch any of my stuff.
Well, can you just tell me what it was?
Well, because like I only get a like from you after I'm like, did you see the video I posted about this? And then it's like Brooke Averick liked this just now.
I see all your, Connor, I see all your stuff.
What I post last night on my Instagram story. Can I ask you? I forget.
It's hard because I don't know like when you post things, but if you give me a hint to the context, I could tell you what it was.
Dude, I was on a run.
It was a machine. It was a billboard. It was Kim.
Okay,
it was
good, the billboard. Good.
It was
okay.
American Horror Story.
So every time they put ads out on the Venice Boardwalk, they get vandalized the same day, which is confusing that they would do that and they wouldn't encourage a vandalism safe ad situation where if you put a campaign out, but prepare for people to do vandalism on it and create an ad that welcomes that.
You know who did that?
Who?
Nathan Fielder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
Verbatim.
Because of the dick that was on it.
Yeah. He made it posters that welcomed a dick being inserted into various positions of the billboard.
Right.
He welcomed it.
Yeah. So this is my, if you're watching on visual, basically the people in Venice love to tagline eat the rich on anything of the Kardashians, anything Postmates puts up, anything, anybody, any ads, except the Zendaya Smart Water ads.
No one would ever dare touch Zendaya.
It's incredible. So they put devil horns on all the Kardashians, and this is a Hulu ad. And I thought it'd be funny if it was a Netflix ad for American Horror Story, and then they made them all look really evil.
Mm-hmm.
So I tagged Netflix in these Hulu ads because Kim Kardashian's in the new season of American Horror Story.
American Horror Story is not on Netflix.
What's it on?
Hulu.
What? FX.
FX. And you can watch it on Hulu, but it's not at all on Netflix.
Well, that's probably why the story had zero interactions.
Maybe that had something to do with it.
Oh.
I can't.
I thought it was Netflix American Horror Story.
Did you watch the.
Wait, I got to type this in.
No, I mean, I think they had a few seasons on Netflix, but like very much after they had already aired on FX and Hulu. It's not
American
a
Horror
show.
Story. Leaving Netflix
promise.
Globally in March 2022.
Right, but they had already, like, it was out for years before it went on Netflix.
Well, the new seasons were being put out week by week in college on Netflix. Because
I promise they weren't.
They were, because the only streaming platform I had in college.
I promise you that they weren't being released weekly on Netflix.
You're right. I just realized that, because I was watching it on, like, a projector or something.
Mm-hmm.
And did we have anything else?
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about Chicken Run. I'll give you a choice. Do you want to talk about Chicken Run or Elon?
One is more pertinent, and I think that we should put Chicken Run into bonus.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, Elon Musk's brain chip got approved for implantation. Neuralink,
cool.
Elon Musk brain chip firm wins a U.S. approval for human study.
You know what I always think of when I hear brain chip?
Huh.
The computer chocolate chip from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody that London put in her ear. Incredible episode starring Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I don't.
In the art gallery. Incredible. They don't make TV like that anymore, except for The Good Doctor. Sorry, keep going.
No, I mean, we can, let's look at what it is, because I have no idea. I thought this was a joke. But Elon Musk's brain chip firm says it's received approval from the U.S. Food and Drugs Administration to conduct its first test on humans. I'm so torn on being 100% in for a brain chip and then 100% out on a brain chip.
Well, what does it do?
Chip. Neuralink hopes to use its microchips to treat conditions such as paralysis and blindness. I guess I don't need it so much. And to help certain disabled people use computers and mobile technology.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. It's just something about it being Elon's makes it sinister.
Elon doesn't scare me at all. I feel like he's like a pretty much open book.
I feel like he's too unhinged to not be scary. Like, you just never know what's coming. You don't want someone to be unpredictable and to have a brain chip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I just feel like anything he thinks he says, so I'm like, he hasn't said anything, especially like on Twitter, like since he's had Twitter. Thank God he handed that baton over to someone else mm-hmm. as a CEO. I think he's one of those people that tries so hard to be cool that if it had upset anyone, he leaves. He's like, okay, cool, I'm done. Then I'm done because I just want to like fit in.
Right.
That's where I feel like Bezos is like doing a better job at being a cool guy.
Because he doesn't care?
Because he's just like dating his wife, fiance, and like they're on a boat in love and going to Coachella together. Mm-hmm. And Elon Musk is like, I own Twitter. Look at me. I tweet memes. I'm a crazy internet man.
How much money would he have to offer you to get the chip implanted into your head as a trial?
First?
As one of the first round.
I'm so sorry. I don't think there's any amount of money that I'd be willing to give up potentially
your
my life for.
Okay.
I'm not good. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be lost in orbit in space or chipped?
Chipped.
Okay. How about chips in space or
chips and dip or here on Earth? Chips and dip here on Earth.
Or live in a tsunami forever. But you'll be chipped in space for 3 weeks. Or live in a tsunami forever. Live underwater.
am I alive? Underwater?
You're not. Yeah, but you're not living a good life.
I don't know what that means.
Like, you can barely breathe. You have a little bit of gills, but not a lot.
I can't get more gills?
Uh-uh.
I can't get gilled up?
Mm-mm.
Can I sing?
You're only half merman. No, Ursula's taking your voice.
No! I want to be where the people are.
That's you.
Which
in this
one?
Instance. I want to be where the people are, but you can't be.
So I couldn't have
You're alone, by the way.
Or
okay, no, here. You're completely alone, but with gills and such under the water, friends with fish, but you want to be where the people are, but you can't be. Or you're with friends in orbit and you're all chipped.
For 3 weeks in orbit?
No, forever. You're forever in both places. Orbit with friends, with two friends, I have to pick them.
Can I talk to the fish?
Yes.
What can I eat?
Yeah, but it's not the same as human connection.
And you can
eat the fish as well.
I know, but...
And they're sharks.
But they're not going to eat me.
You don't know that. They're a very real threat to you.
Huh. I think I'm going underwater.
Really?
Yeah.
No human interaction for the rest of your life.
That would be nearly impossible. Could I wave?
You just won't see. You're so deep in the Mariana Trench.
Bro, you can't keep changing the details of where I'm living.
I'm not changing them. I'm adding.
Yeah, that changes them. No, neither. Death.
Not an option.
We need to go to bonus now at this time. We're really looking forward to diving into some really serious conversation mm-hmm. and bonus. So if you're not signed up, I would encourage you to go to tmgstudios.tv and then find the Brooke and Connor tier and click on it and then pay for it.
Oh, damn. We forgot to role play in the main. So I guess we can do that in bonus too.
What were we role playing?
Damn. Yeah.
That was something I was really looking forward to.
Me too. But you know what? We can do it in bonus.
Okay. All right. We'll see you guys in bonus. See. Bye.
Bye.
Or we'll see you next week if you're a loser. See ya.
This week on Close Friends.
I remember specifically they were in a parking garage and there was like a chupacabra or something.
A what?
A chupacabra.
What's a chupacabra?
You don't know what a chupacabra is?
Is it a capybara?
No, not at all.
What's a chupacabra?
You know, when you're sitting there and the tummy gets a little warm, all we have is these little twists, these like little nipple air vents.
Mm-hmm. No, there's a lot of air that comes out of those nipples.
Sometimes.
Because if you're already cold and your neighbor's nipple is blowing, then Brooke, you're way too
cold. It depends on your aircraft.
The premise is that he's like, oh, if I don't get hit once in this fight, you have to move in with me for 30 days. You'll have to watch to find out the rest.
And she just pulled a vibrator out of his drawer.
Yeah, he had a treasure drawer.
No, no, those were condoms.
No, I know. His drawer of treasures.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought they were coins too.
No. I know what they are.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.